Nolte, Maine Democrats about to install bullying man baby as Platner replacement. By John Nolte on July 21, 2026. Former Maine State Senator Troy Jackson is about to be installed as the Democrat Party's U.S. Senate nominee even though he has a reputation as a yelly man baby. That's not me claiming that. That is, of all outlets, the far-left Washington Post. Troy Jackson, a powerful Maine legislator now running for Senate, once angrily threw a water bottle in a meeting after he couldn't persuade a lawmaker to vote his way, reports the Post. He yelled at another lawmaker, and cursed and shouted in a meeting with the Speaker of Maine's State House, until she kicked him out of her office. The report adds that his temper was a feature of his leadership, and one that Democratic lawmakers discussed among themselves as a problem and even raced with the governor. So, let me get this straight. Maine Democrats pump up not an oyster farmer Graham Rapey McNazi tattoo Platner, who goes on to win about 70% of the primary vote. Then, as soon as the polls go soft for Graham Porta Potty McQuacker Platner, Democrats immediately overturn the election by forcing him out. And now, Democrats are preparing to replace the guy chosen by voters for a guy not chosen by voters who is infamous for temper tantrums, including the angry hurling of objects at people. Oh, boy, does the following sound familiar. Remember how Democrats attempted to gaslight us with the claim that all of Platner's flaws, including a freaking Nazi tattoo and extramarital sexting on a predator site, just proved he was a regular guy? Here they go again. Jackson and his allies have acknowledged that he can lose his cool, but they have painted this quality as a byproduct of his passion for policies to improve the lives of people in Maine, the Post reports. Yeah, okay. We're all passionate. We all lose our tempers. We all say things we regret. This is different. This guy has a reputation for bullying and intimidation. And if you look at him, it seems pretty obvious he uses his bulk as an intimidation tool to back up his crybaby temper tantrums. Here are my favorite parts of the Post story. H's intensity often veered into behavior that people working in Maine politics at the time characterized as bullying. Jackson worked with numerous women and frequently clashed with them. One person said they felt nervous and worried to be in the room with him, because his outbursts could escalate so quickly. Talbot Ross, a civil rights advocate and the first black woman elected to the Maine legislature, kicked him out of her office. He was an inch from her nose, screaming and hollering and haranguing her. Classic bullying tactics. Incumbent Republican U.S. Senator Susan Collins was supposed to be easy pickings this year. But once again it appears as though the Democrat Party's complete inability to understand that being a normal guy means more than just looking like a normal guy will be their undoing. Then there's the fact that Collins is no pushover. No one likes a bully.